We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This story from Georgia about maybe this kid, it's interesting that they'll show his mugshot. He's a white guy. I got no problem with showing who commits crimes, white, black, whatever. But they'll show his picture on the national news, but they don't want to show other people's mugshots. If he is convicted, let's say he did this, he's convicted, there's no death penalty. If it was in Virginia, no death penalty, and he gets life in prison. Are we sure? Are we sure that he is not going to get out? That the parole board in 20 years might not say, wow, you killed a bunch of people, but... you know, we just don't like the idea that you're in prison and you have been a remarkable prisoner. Maybe it's time to let this guy out. I think that's a problem. And, you know, Delegate Jason Miaris, who is the Republican delegate from Virginia Beach, who happens to also be running for attorney general, it sounds like he thinks that scenario is a potential problem, too. Delegate Miaris, I'm glad to have you on this morning. What are you doing to try to push back on what appears to be a really negative trend in Virginia?
Happy St. Patrick's Day to
yeah,
you,
to
and
you
I agree.
Too.
St. Patrick's life is an incredible story. Mm-hmm. People should check it out. But it's not just a hypothetical. Listen, we saw this. What happened in Georgia is obviously heinous and despicable, but also what was heinous and despicable is what Gregory Joyner did, where he abducted, he strangled, he raped, he murdered a 15-year-old girl, Sarah mm-hmm. Jameson. He buried her in a shallow ditch. Her family didn't find her for over a week, and 2 years ago, the parole board said, this man has a history of violence, don't let him out. Gregory Joyner is back on the street today. He's still in his 40s, so he gets to spend the next 40 years with his family, and Sarah Jameson never even got to graduate from high school. So, you know, when you said earlier, what is down is up, and what is up is down, I think you just look at the headlines with this governor making sure that prisoners get their COVID vaccines before teachers and seniors. And I think we realize there's complete misplaced priorities, and you can't trust politicians in Richmond, and you certainly can't trust this parole board. So that's why I'm the only candidate running for attorney general that has proposed the Protect Virginians Now amendment that would abolish parole for violent offenders and ensure that future politicians, future liberal legislatures, and future liberal parole boards don't let out these heinous, violent criminals back on our streets. Because I don't know, John, when I was growing up, when I heard life without the possibility of parole,
it meant
to me these people never get out.
Yeah.
But now we know in today's, quote, progressive Virginia, that certainly means something entirely different. And so I think you have to take it out of the hands of liberal politicians and liberal parole boards. I know Virginians absolutely are appalled by this, and that's why I'm proposing this amendment.
Have you had any Democrats say to you, hey, Jason, this is probably a good idea. We're about to get our butts kicked on this, because the average person, even if they disagree with the Republicans on some other things, they're beginning to get scared that the next new neighbor could be somebody who just got out of prison who wasn't supposed to get out of prison.
There has been such a sea change in the Democratic Party in the last 12 months. I would say in the winter of 2020, mm-hmm. there were several Democrats that after they took power said, we really can't do things in the criminal justice realm because it's too explosive and we'll pay a heavy political price. But really in the last 12 months, they have all gone full woke. And as I like to say, once you go woke, you go broke. And they're just not thinking clearly, I think, in the best interest of Virginians. They're passing bill after bill that would make it easier for people to get out and get out in prison. I mean, you know, they worked like crazy to remove mandatory minimums for violent offenders. They are allowing bond for the most violent offenders. So now if you're accused of of rape at your bond hearing, you're treated no differently than if you were arrested for shoplifting. I mean, on issue after issue, they're keeping the doors to our schools closed and the doors to our prisons they're trying to get open. And it's all on this mantra of this social justice, which is essentially going to end up, you know, 86% of the people in prison, John, are there for violent offenses. Okay, we have this misnomer that somehow everybody that's in prison is there on some minor drug offense. That is demonstrably false. 86% of the people in the Department of Corrections are there for violent offenses. And north of 80% of violent crime is done by repeat offenders. So you do the math. You're letting violent criminals back into our community, and they have a history. Violent offenders have a history of repeating violent offenses. And we know what's going to happen. You're going to have more innocent victims. So it's absolutely critical that we absolutely take it out of the hands of politicians, out of the hands of this broken parole board, and enshrine it in our Constitution that if you do the crime, you do the time. Period. End of story.
Yeah. Well, listen, I applaud you for bringing this up to begin the conversation. And I'd like to know who turns you down, you know, who won't sign up for this, because I think it's a crisis that we are creating ourselves stupidly. And we're listening to the wrong people in the state of Virginia and nationally when it comes to how to protect the innocent. I got to choose a side here, and I'm choosing the average Virginian who gets up every morning and goes to work and pays their taxes and makes the choices not to get into fights, not to rob people, not to break the law. I'm happy to be on that person's side. Sounds like that's where you are here, too.
Well, I was a prosecutor in Virginia Beach, and victims of violent crimes are desperate for justice, but they're desperate just not to be forgotten. And we have people in Richmond that have completely forgotten them. They will spend hours debating a different, quote-unquote, social justice bills, but they never one time mentioned victims, not even for 20 seconds. And so I will absolutely always stand with the victims that have been the victims of violent crime.
Yeah.
And I think, listen, I mean, common sense is not ruled today in Richmond. If it was, why is the parole board still have a job? Why are they still there? Why have they not? Why haven't we already started impeachment proceedings on Adrian Bennett, who clearly circumvented the law to let out a cop killer back on our streets? I mean, there is no common sense in Richmond right now. One-party rule, there's such a desperate need for some type of check and balance on this one-party rule that's making Virginians less safe.
It's pretty shocking. Real quick before we go, are you okay with the final decision from the Republican Party of Virginia about how they're picking the nominees for statewide offices since you're one of the people running for Attorney General?
Yeah, I'm excited. Well, listen, we've been traveling the state. I was just in Augusta last night, and I've been traveling the state for months. So yeah, this was the method that they voted for maybe five different times for some type of convention. And so I've been going out meeting the Republicans, have had a great reaction. George Allen and Nick Freitas have both supporting me. So great Republicans, great conservatives around the state had a great reaction. So yeah, I'm happy about it. Looking forward to it. And as you know,
it's good that it's done, right?
State. Yeah, it's good that it's done.
Finally, beautiful state.
Yeah, beautiful state with beautiful people, and it's just been awesome to get around and connect with everybody.
Delegate Jason Miaris, the Republican delegate from Virginia Beach, who's running for the Republican nomination for Attorney General this year. Appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
8:45 on this Wednesday morning. We'll come back and we'll check on the traffic and the weather and sports. Maybe look at the headlines one more time in a moment. News Radio WRVA.